Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. It reads, "The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus answered, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" So he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's in a horrible place, and the tempter comes to him. The devil knows that he is hungry and so attacks him at a point of neediness. And in fact, his neediness is legitimate. Around him are many stones that looked like loaves of bread. That's the shape they would have been in. And so what's going on? Is the devil challenging him to repeat the work of Moses, when Moses provided bread for the Israelites in the desert? Is there perhaps a contrast here between the way that Jesus handles this temptation and the way that Moses handled the striking of the rock to provide water, which was seen by God as rebellion? Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. Jesus handles this by quoting Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. It was the original context. "He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna which neither you nor your ancestors had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." In other words, your physical sustenance, God can take care of that. But what's most important is that you depend upon him for everything. What is Jesus' point here? Well, surely bread is temporary, John 6, verse 26, but he is the everlasting bread of life. God as Father gave the Israelites bread in the desert, and God as Jesus' Father will provide for him as well. Jesus does not need to take things into his own hands. I think that's the key message here. He does not need to take things into his own hands. The devil is tempting him. Indeed, I don't think the devil actually doubts who Jesus is. The Greek clause there doesn't seem to indicate that. I don't think the devil doubts that Jesus is the Son of God. But he does want to find out, as somebody said, what kind of son he will be. In other words, will he be obedient to God? And will he be truly dependent on God? In resisting this first temptation by quoting from Deuteronomy, Jesus indicates, oh, I will be dependent upon God. I will not fear for my provision. Instead, I will trust God. Well, next time we'll go on to the following temptation in verse 5. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.